We're learning the laws of Birchas Hamazon, starting a new siman, which is entitled Levarech Birchas Hamazon Kol Rav, whether or not it's necessary to bench out loud. The Yesser Pratim BeBirchas Hamazon, as well as other specific halachos which pertain to benching. So the Mechaber begins the siman by telling us that Birchas Hamazon Nemra B'chol Lashon, that when it comes to benching, it can be said in any language. And even though, of course, it's actually in Lashon HaKodesh. But nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Pasuk tells us, Tachsiv uveirachta. And since the Pasuk says that you are supposed to give a bracha, you're supposed to say a bracha after you eat and you're satisfied, it implies b'chol lashon shat mevarech. In any way, in any language in which one is able to say a bracha, that would fulfill your obligation to bench. But davka, however, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it's only in a situation shemaven b'oso halashon. You have to understand the language that you're saying. And therefore, let's say, for example, myself, I know how to read the words of Spanish, but I have no idea what I'm saying. So if, let's say, I have a translation of benching in Spanish, for me to read it and not know what I'm saying, even though I've actually said the words, does not accomplish anything. On the other hand, someone else who would know that language, saying the exact same words, because they're maven b'osa lashon, since they understand that language, therefore they fulfill their obligation. Now that implies that when it comes to lashon hakodesh, when it comes to the actual way that we bench, maybe that means that even if you don't understand what you're saying, you're still yotze, you still fulfilled your obligation. We're going to see that not everyone agrees to that. We'll see that in a moment. Mishnah Berurah then continues by quoting the words of the Bach, and he says, "The cholzeh mesad adin." Even though we said that you could bench in any language, that's being a little technical. Mitzvah min amuchar, certainly the better way of performing the mitzvah of benching, is be'inan dafka lashon hakodesh. It should be said in the way that we're familiar. Kasev sefer chinuch, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the chinuch and says that kol hazahir beberchas hamazon, if we're meticulous and careful, that we bench not only in Lashon HaKodesh, but with the proper Kavanah. Mizonosa Masuyoslo Kol Yama B'Kavan. That it's assured that we will be able to not only have enough sustenance that will be found all of our days, but also will be B'Kavod, will be able to come about it in a dignified manner. But Medakdek, one who is particular and careful, Yizahil Avarach L'Chadchil Otoch HaSefer V'lo Bal Peh. Even though you bench every day, all the time, it's pretty easy to know it by heart. But even if you know it by heart, you end up saying it quick, maybe even impossibly fast, because perhaps you end up skipping some words. And therefore, it's much better to say it in a sefer, so that you're not going to miss any words. And not only if maybe Baal Peh you'll say it correctly, but by looking at a text, you'll have a greater ability of focusing and probably having greater kavanah. So the Piskei Tshuvos then discusses this a little bit further and says that there is actually a dispute among the poskim as to what is better. Ma'adif, lasos l'mishenu maven klal lashon hakodesh. If on one hand you have one person, you have a person, of course, let's say you know English, you know exactly how to all the, what it means. If you read the translation of the benching, you know it very well. It would be very meaningful, the benching. On the other hand, Lashon HaKodesh, you know the words, you know how to read it, but you have no idea what you're saying. So the question is, what's better? Is it better to read the benching in Lashon HaKodesh in the original way it's written, but not know what you're doing, or at least not knowing the words? Or is it better to look at the English translation and to bench or say grace? So this is the question he asks. Im levarech b'lashon hakodesh, do we say that this person should bench lashon hakodesh? Aval pi she'enu maven klal mashiomar, even though he doesn't understand what he's saying. Oh, perhaps mutav shiomar habracha b'lashon shemaven. Maybe it's better to say it in the language which you understand. So before we see what the Piskei Tshuvos responds, he mentioned that there is a dispute among the poskim. For example, it's brought down in Beit Ephraim, he says, she yoser tov l'spalel, ulevarech b'lashon hakodesh, afil ein mavinim klal. He So he's not only talking about benching, but also spalel, apparently he's referring to the Amidah, the Shemoneh Esrei, that it's better, he says, that you should daven and you should bench in the original way it's written, Lashon HaKodesh, even if you have no idea what you're saying, as opposed to implying, as opposed to saying it in English. Even though we said, the Mechaber told us, that Birchas Hamazon is never b'chol lashon, that it can be written and read in any language, it can be recited in any way, nonetheless, it's better if you know Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, according to this one opinion, to say it in that way. On the other hand, it's brought down a very more strict opinion in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says the following. He tells us, the Gam B'Lashon HaKodesh Sarach Shiyavin Masha Omar. It's not, as we implied, that everyone holds, that just as long as you can read Lashon HaKodesh, you're Yotzi, you fulfilled your obligation. When it comes to the other languages, you need to know what you're saying. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says, Im Eino Maven Eino Yotzi Yidei Chovaso, Kishem Shamrinan B'Shar Lashonos. He does not make any distinction between any other language and Lashon HaKodesh, that according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it's necessary that when you would say Lashon HaKodesh in the benching, you would have to understand. So therefore he writes, quote, L'chein Anoshim V'Ami Ha'aretz She'enam Mevinim Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, those people who unfortunately don't know what they're saying, Lashon HaKodesh, Chayavim L'varach Berachas Hamazon B'Lashon She'mevinim B'lo B'Lashon HaKodesh. Better that they should bench in the language that they understand and not in Lashon HaKodesh. So with that said, we see that there are poskim that look at it in different ways. So what should we do? What is the halacha? So the answer is, don't put yourself in such a suffix. Ukadei lo lichnes l'sveikos, says the Piskei Teshuva, so as not to enter into this question, which is better, because it's not so clear-cut. Hachiv al kol ish v'isha lilmod perish habrachos b'lashon HaKodesh b'ofen shiyav. It's necessary that every person, man and woman alike, should learn the basic words or the basic meaning of what is being said. And therefore, so to remove yourself from any of these doubts, you would certainly should say it in Lashon HaKodesh. However, you have, let's say, for example, numerous translations, so you should become familiarized with that which you're saying, and therefore you have fulfilled all opinions.